the rest of the story. Big Joe Wershalik is a destruction worker, member of a demolition crew in Malden, Massachusetts. Spring of 1983, a tough job was scheduled, demolition of the Trolland building on Pleasant Street. Plenty of preparation for an assignment like that. You can't just light a fuse or hurl a wrecking ball into any old wall. You've got to plan carefully. You have to anticipate how every brick is going to fall. Big Joe had been on the trolling job for 4 days, he and three other crewmen. After each had done his part, the four assembled, compared notes. No question, everything was ready. They could walk out now and give the signal to bring her down. But this is the rest of the story. Big Joe got the urge to do some snooping, and he invited his three co-workers to come along. You never know what you might find in these old buildings, he told them. But what if they discovered something valuable, one of them asked. Four-way split, they agreed. Whatever was found by one would be equally divided among all four. Well, that was more than wishful thinking, for while such discoveries usually range from old magazines to bookies' betting slips, demolition crews sometimes retrieve hidden jewelry and stashes of cash. So the four men embarked on their investigation. It always seems strange to walk through a building that's about to be demolished. You know that soon after you leave, it won't be there anymore. The footsteps of Big Joe and the others echoed through the empty corridors. They would peer into one room, pass another by, thoroughly search another, whatever they felt like. One room looked sort of promising, so they strode in. It had been an office at one time. While the other three were rummaging around, Big Joe looked in the closet. Mostly worthless paper, one tattered legal-sized brown envelope. Big Joe tossed that one on the floor in the main room. One of the other crewmen said, hey, there might be something inside. But Big Joe did not bother to look. In fact, they were about to leave the room when Joe glanced down at that old envelope and decided to walk over and pick it up. He opened it. Big Joe's buddies in the hallway by now jumped when they heard the shout. The Trolland building treasure had been discovered. Big Joe remembered the agreement, but please, he begged, please might he keep this prize all for himself. And permission was granted. And Big Joe took that treasure home to his wife, Marjorie. And together they laughed, and they cried, and they recalled. What they recalled was a bright June day, almost 24 years before, when a young man with no job and a young lady who didn't care decided to make it two against the world. And that day was their wedding day. And a photographer had been hired to take pictures. But it turned out that Joe and Marjorie could not afford the photographs. And that, wonderfully, almost magically, was the treasure of the Trolland building. 40 pictures. 40 wedding pictures, perfectly preserved in a brown envelope for a quarter century, their own wedding pictures, a bridal bouquet plucked from the decay. And now you know the rest of the story.